Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to see everybody. It's so wonderful to have so much family in town. And I remember when I was a kid and we used to visit different churches, I always hated it, but they would do this thing where they would say, if you're visiting with us today, please stand up. So you have to stand up, you know, and everybody look at you. So we're going to make you do that today. If you're family and you're visiting here today, please stand up on your feet. Yeah, there we go. All right. Okay, now, stay up, because we got a couple notables here we want to talk about here. Number one, Jeremy Leffler is here, and that's Nick's better-looking brother right there, clearly. And, dude, I love the hair. I mean, the hair is spectacular. And your dad has the hair, your mom has the hair, Nick doesn't have the hair. But it's great to have you guys here from Chicago, the two daughters, and great to have you here. Also, I want to introduce my son Jackson is here. He's the Jesus lookalike. And that's his girlfriend Hannah, and they live in Montana, and they're here with us. And they'll probably never come back because I made them stand up. But anyway, Jess Lucas is here, home from college, and we have an LSU fan here. Pretty excited for him. It's great to have everybody with us. Wonderful for you to be here, and you can go ahead and have a seat now. I wasn't going to call you out one by one. But, you know, this time of year is a time of family. I mean, so much family. It's wonderful. It's great. You know, this week between Christmas and New Year's, it's kind of an intertestamental period where it's this vague, shadowy shadow land where you don't really know, you know, is it Christmas? Is it New Year's? Are we working? What day is it? I mean, really, we're pretty sure today's Sunday, but after that, it's all over. It's like you don't know what day it is. It's like, you know, you should probably start eating right again, but there's so much good food around that it's hard to get going. And, you know, should you go to work? Some people are working, some people aren't. You know, it's like it's just like a vague shadow land right now. And that's kind of fun for us. You know, Jim preached this morning in his welcome, and appreciate the history lesson. And he actually covered a lot of things I was going to talk about, so I super appreciate that. But this is also, remember a couple weeks ago when he was getting after the Dolphins so bad? Yeah. I didn't say anything. But this also, that day, he also used the word squadoosh, if you remember. So consider the source. So anyway, more history. In 1903... in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, Orville and Wilbur Wright. I always want to say Orville and Wilbur Redenbacher, but I don't think that's right. Orville and Wilbur Wright, they invented the first flying machine. And I mean, think about that. Nothing ever flown before except for birds. And these guys built a machine that flew in the air. That's amazing. 1903. Now, it flew 37 meters. And it took it 12 seconds to do that. But still, that's pretty remarkable that they were able to do that. That was 1903. Well, in 1969, 66 years later, they took a piece of that first aircraft and they put it on the Apollo 11 mission and they sent it to the moon. So in 66 years, we went from 37 meters in 12 seconds off the ground to taking a craft from the earth flying at 240,000 miles to the moon. I'd say we made some progress. So that was 1969. In 2019, 50 years later after that, now we are giving orders to robots on the planet Mars. And they are starting to build what will become a colony on Mars. I mean, you know, we're making progress here. We're really, you know, who knows what it's going to be like 50 years from now. I mean, there probably will be a colony on Mars. Maybe some of your children or your grandchildren will be living on Mars. I mean, who knows? Things are happening fast, and we're making progress, and it's moving faster and faster and faster. I mean, we're up, what is it, iPhone 75 now? I mean, what is, I haven't changed my operating system in like 25 years because it's just not worth the hassle. But I mean, we're making progress. You know, that's what we like to do as human beings. We like to make progress. Here's the question for you today. Are you making progress in your faith? I mean, are you making progress? And, you know, in a couple of days, we're going to be focusing our eyes toward 2020. And of all the years in my life that I've been around, I think 2020 is the coolest year. I mean, you know, it's like it's not 1987, 1962. It's 2020. Come on. 2020 vision. I mean, you know, just 2020. This is definitely the most symmetrical, coolest year that we're ever going to have. And we'll be talking about all the plans and the progress that we're going to make in 2020. You'll be thinking about it for your life. You'll be thinking about it professionally and physically and all these different ways. And you'll be talking about the resolutions that you're going to be making. That's in a couple days. Today, what I'd like for us to do is take a quick inventory of what 2019, not a great number, 2019 was like. Take an inventory of what kind of progress did you make in 2019. In Philippians chapter 1, in verse 25, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the church in Philippi, he's talking about life and death, and he says, it would be better for me to die. That'd be better for me by far, because then I'd get to go be with Christ. He says, but I think that I'll remain with you in the body. And in verse 25, he says, convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith. Now, notice that progress and joy are tied together. When you're making progress on something, you're joyful about it. It feels good. I mean, you know, if you're trying to diet, say you weigh 625 pounds and you lose 25 pounds, you're making progress. And you kind of look in the mirror. Oh, that looks way better. You know, it's like you're making progress and there's joy. It's like you feel good when you're making progress in something. You feel good when you're making progress. When you get a promotion, man, a lot of times, even if it doesn't come with a great financial assist, it just feels good to be recognized. You get a bonus for Christmas. That feels good. There's progress. There's joy. And you know, it's like, are you making progress in your faith? Today, take an inventory of 2019. What kind of progress did you make in 2019? What kind of progress did you make physically? You know, we all have one body. That's the only one we get. We kind of act like, I know at times in my life, I've acted like, oh, I've just got an endless supply of bodies. You know, it's like I've messed this one up, tear this one up. I'll just get a new one. No, that's not the way it works. You get one body. You got to take care of it. How did you do in 2019 from a physical perspective? Did you exercise like you wanted to? Did you make the right food choices that you wanted to? Did you work on getting sleep like you wanted to? I mean, you're going to get a chance to do it all over again in 2020, but take a second or two and just look at how did you do in 2019 physically? You know, how does it look? If you gave yourself a report card, what would the report card be? How did you do emotionally in 2019? How'd you do emotionally? You know, were you able to mend some relationships that needed to be mended? You know, we all have those. Just, you know, people we just like see and we go the other way. Were you able to mend some of those relationships? Were you be able to become more patient in 2019? Or were you less patient? You know, the Bible tells us in Galatians 5, the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Were you more patient in 2019 or were you less patient? You know, could you see yourself becoming more kind in 2019 or were you less kind? Were you more forgiving or were you more judgmental? It's like it's good to take an inventory and see how you did. Now you don't have to beat yourself up because you got 2020 right around the corner and you could start again. You get those resolutions, those resolutions. But how did you do emotionally in 2019? How did you do financially in 2019? How'd you do financially? You know, saving money is a good thing. You know, did you save some money? You know, it's always, we always say, well, save some money for a rainy day. I'm not really worried about rainy days. I'm worried about recessions. You know, that's what I'm worried about. I can handle the rainy days. But financially, did you make good decisions? Did you work hard at your job? Did you make some headway? Were you able to save? Were you able to pay down your mortgage? Were you able to take care of your loved ones? Did you make some good financial decisions in 2019? But most importantly, from our perspective here, is did you make any progress spiritually in 2019. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, in verse 28, talks about a man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. That's what we're about to do right now. We're about to eat the bread that represents the body of Jesus. We're about to drink the cup that represents the blood that Jesus spilled for us. And it says that a man ought to examine himself before he does this. A man ought to take inventory. A person should take a look at what has my week been like? What has my month been like? What's my year been like? What has 2019 been like for me spiritually? And examine yourself to see if you're in the faith. It's like for all of us, the reason why we're here on Sunday morning and not tailgating somewhere and not sleeping off a hangover somewhere and not doing something else, going and getting brunch and reading the New York Times Sunday paper, the reason why we're here and not doing that is because we have faith, because we're people of faith. That's why we're here. We believe in God. Not everybody does, but we believe in God. And so we're here to examine ourselves, to see what our relationship with God is like, to see how we did with God this year. And so as we partake of this supper, as we partake of this bread and this juice that represents the body and the blood of Jesus, reflect on that and think about your life. Think about what it was like in 2019. And after you do that, then start thinking about, okay, what can I do to be closer to God in 2020? What can I do so that 365 days from now, I'm going to look back and say, you know, 2020 was the greatest year of my life? Because it can be. You know, when the disciples had the Last Supper back all those years ago, they didn't know that it was the Last Supper. They just thought it was supper. They didn't know it was the last one. Nobody told them. And you know, not to be a bummer, but this could be your last New Year's Day. Now, you don't know it's your last New Year's Day. It's just New Year's Day. But see, that's the way we have to live. We have to live looking to the future, knowing that we're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised another year. And we walk around thinking that we are. Oh, yeah, I'm going to live till I'm 99. You know, maybe not. Maybe this is the last New Year's that you'll ever spend. Let's make sure that we spend it right. That's all you can do. Let's make sure that we spend it so that when we do pass on from this life to the next, that we'll be prepared. We'll be ready to see our God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for today. Thank you for this time that we can gather together as family. Lord, so many of our family members are here, and it's been such a time of connection and joy and love and just relationship. We thank you so much for that. We thank you for the travel plans that people have. We thank you for the loved ones that we've lost this past year, Lord, and pray that that our memories of them will be wonderful and that we'll see them again one day. Father, thank you so much for this time and for this church that we can gather together and we can take the Lord's Supper. We can partake of your body. We can take of your blood and we can examine ourselves, Father, to see how we're doing spiritually, to see how we're doing financially and emotionally and physically, but most of all spiritually, Father, just to make sure that our faith in you is solid and secure. Make sure that our relationship with you through the word and through prayer and through the Holy Spirit and through fellowship is secure as well. Father, we love you so very much. We pray that you'll help us to really examine ourselves in these next few moments. We love you and pray in Jesus' name.